Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dan Summers, Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66 FM. WFAN.
Well, it is a very good evening to you and IUB. And 6:30 and 40 seconds to go right along with it on a Tuesday evening on your fan. New York City, Steve Summers here, you there. Tom Lugauer, Matt Casey, they're on the other side of the glass. And 1-877-337-6666. That'd be the number for a Tuesday schmooze, a three-hour schmooze, right up until the Yankee pregame show from the Pacific Northwest coming your way at 9:30. Right here on your fan, New York City.
We're a team that's going places, hitting the road for the open spaces, working or playing, greasy and free, my Ford truck and me.
Just trying to stay within myself and be me.
Gone! Mike Ford off Kershaw comes up and hits a home run. Oh, there's a Ford in the Yankees' future.
Imagine. If you were on the moon, you'd probably be glad to have a big Ford pickup.
Off the wall, LeMahieu running will score. Ford goes to second with a double.
But if you want a tough-built pickup, that's Ford.
He's obviously been having a great year down at AAA and has really taken advantage of an opportunity now like so many of our guys have throughout the year.
When Ford has a sales event, it's big, very big.
I like that Mike Ford off a lefty.
I drive a Ford because it's one tough working truck.
He has done it again. Mike Ford drills his second home run of the game.
But that's the kind of toughness we build into every Ford truck.
Quality at bats, which we've seen a lot from him.
Been in the minor leagues for a long time, and once you kind of settle down, everyone's better here, but it's the same game. We're playing a kid's game, and we get to do it for a job. So just trying to have fun and be that same confident guy I was down there.
Tough for a truck and me.
Built for tough.
Well, as far as we know, the Yankees don't drive Fords, not with the kind of money they make. However, it's Ford driving the Yankees. Can we say he's got horsepower? Can we say what a Mustang? Two long drives and three batted in last night, and in his last 12 games, a nifty 353 and five long balls. Not too shabby for the Rule 5 for the undrafted free agent out of Princeton. The Yankees have been up and down lately, literally. From Northern California, spending time where there's no there, to somewhere in fantasy land where they added to the home run total of Sandy Koufax. Whoops, I mean, oh, did I say Sandy Koufax? Silly me, we mean Clayton Kershaw. Now at 21 home runs allowed for the season and climbing. And now the Yankees back up the down staircase to the Pacific Northwest, where you're only a few icebergs away from Alaska. Location, location, location. Better to misremember Oakland and remember Hollywood, where you love seeing the Yankees take two of three and needing only two more in serious October baseball to make for another parade. I mean, do the math. Two down with Hollywood and two more to go. Come October, of course. What was more surprising? A, Paxton not allowing a run in the first inning on Friday. B, Judge with his second homer to left field in 4 days, or C, D.D. Gregorius bunting with two strikes in the ninth inning Saturday. D.D. Gregorius with the grand slam and one more homer on that for the road on Friday. He hit those two home runs on Friday. But wait a second, let's be bunting in the ninth inning of a 2-1 game over the weekend. Here is a hint. You misremember Gregorius bunting with two strikes because you're still not sure if Gardner was safe at second, still not sure if Torres had to be sent back to third, and still not sure if time had been called at the right time. What you would like to misremember if you're a fan of the Miracle Makers, and of course we're talking about the New York Metropolitans, is the three games with the Confederates. Now, only with the Metropolitans could you get 13 strikeouts with DeGrom and 26 Ks in 14 frames and still lose. Only with the Metropolitans, as we saw on Friday, could you get one run over seven innings from the bullpen with Diaz, of all people, striking out two with a man on third and still lose the game. Saturday, Miracle was more mirage, with you thinking, you know, Wheeler should have been traded. Saturday, you were thinking, what was he thinking with Rosario trying to bunt, McNeil heading on over to third base with the ball in front of him, and J.D. Davis counting the seams on the baseball, and of course, lost in the comic relief, Alonso with number 41. So, Sunday in the park, after a weekend of too much of Swarzak and Echeverria and too much of Cervelli and too much of Dallas Keuchel, we found that among Metropolitan damage makers, Freddie Freeman has a co-conspirator. Josh Donaldson, with two long fly balls on Sunday, now has nine against the Metropolitans. So with DeGrom on Friday, with Mats on Sunday, two very solid efforts versus Atlanta, gone with the wind. If you were watching Yankees and Hollywood, and if you were watching, and you were watching Yankees in Hollywood, you were also watching Mets and Braves. Now, watching these games, did anyone get the urge for a glass of milk? Did anybody get a yen for a visit from Mr. Softy? The Good Humor Man, were you feeling he might pay you a visit? Apparently, Major League Baseball decided to honor Johnny Cash and Snow White with that salt and pepper look that we saw over the weekend. The look that had you looking the other way. And nobody wants this idea to be recycled in a clear bag. Better to dump this idea in a black garbage bag and hope the sanitation department takes this idea far, far away. And what we saw was black power to the people. The people who root for the Yankees and the people who root for the Braves, they were the ones in black, with the Metropolitans unable to deliver, instead looking more like they'd be delivering milk to your front door on Monday.
Every day, our empties will have been replaced by full bottles of milk. We all know, of course, that they're put there by the milkman. But how much do we really know about the milkman's job?
Knights in white satin.
I mean, the uniforms are monochromatic.
Fastball hit high in the air, deep to center. This could be it. There it goes. Number 41, Pete Alonso.
The milkman is the last in a long line of people whose job is to make sure we get our daily supply of milk.
Knights in white satin.
I think our guys love those challenges, rise to those challenges.
But a milkman does not only deliver milk.
Wow!
What a home run! A Judgian blast.
Knights in white satin.
I think if I had to do this, I would wear all white. I'd like to be a ghost out there.
A run is in. Frazier beats the rap at first to keep the Mets alive.
Finally, the milkman checks with the supervisor that he has the correct amount of milk and groceries to complete his deliveries.
Knights in white satin.
It's good to see us when guys are looking forward to this and excited about, even though it's regular season, it felt big.
At each house, the milkman checks his delivery book, which tells him how much milk he has to leave for each customer.
Gone! A Judgian blast! His third home run of the series.
I was in the clubhouse and I didn't have any clothes on. I literally started over.
Knights in white satin.
A lot of stairs and garden gates later, the milkman has finally finished his round.
All right, and a very terrible idea, whoever came up with it, if they want to admit to it. And I don't think anyone is going to admit to what we happen to see all over baseball over the weekend.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.